The NCAA has had time to come up with something. It is embarrassing in some ways that they have not. The Florida law was passed more than a year ago. And when it was passed, everyone knew that July 1 was the date. Now, when California passed its law, and they were the first ones to do it, it was going to be January 1, 2023. So essentially the end of 2022. And I said at the time, that gives the NCAA plenty of time to come up with something. But then the Florida law was passed last year. And I said, now for the NCAA, the clock is ticking. For anybody who sits there and says, well, it's only been a year, right? Don't be naive and don't embarrass yourself by making that statement. Okay? We just went through a year of the pandemic. How long did that feel? A year is a long period of time. And in a year, they came up with nothing. Now, evidently, they came up with something, but then they started fearing this antitrust case and blah, blah, blah. Please, you know, just put something out there. You got six laws. Cherry pick what you like, tweak what you don't like, eliminate what you don't like, add in something that you think is necessary the states forgot. You already have outlines in front of you. What else are you doing with your time? I'm talking about the people on the committee that's supposed to be working this. What else are you doing with your time? Really? You gotta be kidding me. It's the same. It's you know, I mean, at least with the like with the you know, notice how the 12-team proposal on the bowl's going. You know, that's not an NCAA thing. Four-person group came up with this, liked it, got it to the 11-person group. They nulled it out. They liked it. Eventually, now it goes to presidents and chancellors. Gee, what a process. What a process. The NCAA keeps wasting money on court cases, kicking the can down the road, when they should have come up with something where they were leading and not playing from behind. And now the NCAA is so far behind,